I'll give you one practical example now. There's five friends. Now, maybe they've gone to college, maybe they've gone to university, maybe they've gone out and about, maybe they've gone to play a sports game in the park. Now think to yourself, five friends, four of these friends, they don't read the namaz. However, one reads his namaz. Now what will happen? When the time of namaz will come, these four will continue to play their game of sport. But this one individual, he will offer his namaz. Second day he will offer his namaz. Eventually he will think to himself that, look, I'm missing out. They are playing, they're enjoying themselves, I am missing out. Eventually what will happen is that person, due to having the company of those individuals who miss their namaz, he may also miss his namaz. However, if you see another sort of scenario which I will give in front of you, there's five friends again. Four of them read the namaz. However, one does not read his namaz. Now think to yourself, when the time of namaz comes, when the time of salah comes, when these four friends, they go to the house of Allah, they go to the masjid to read the namaz, what do you think this one's going to do? Obviously, because he's with that crowd, because he's with that group, he will also join with them, he will also go with them. This shows us, if you have the company of the good, they will make you good. However, if you have the company of those people that disobey Allah, those people who do not read the namaz, those people that do wrong actions, no matter how good you are, but if you have their company, then eventually you will turn out like that as well. So dear respected family brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, may Allah allow us to adopt good company and refrain from evil actions.